Go to the writing of Philippians, the second chapter. I'll read verses 1 through 5 for your consideration this morning. Thank you, Jesus. The Bible reads in the second chapter of Paul's writing to the Philippians, beginning at verse 1 of chapter 2. If there be therefore any consolation in Christ, if any comfort of love, if any fellowship of the Spirit, if any bowels and mercies, fulfill ye my joy, that ye may be like-minded, having the same love, being of one accord, of one mind. Let nothing be done through strife or vainglory, but in lowliness of mind, let each esteem other better than themselves. Look not every man on his own things, but every man also on the things of others. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. Supporting scripture coming from Isaiah 26, 3 and 4. The Bible reads, "Thou wilt keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee, because he trusts in thee. Trust ye in the Lord forever, for the Lord Jehovah is everlasting strength. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus." On the basis of those verses, we like to use a thought of subject this morning. Only God knows what's on your mind. Only God knows what's on your mind.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Blessings and glory and honor, they all belong to the Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. To the Lord is blessing in this place this morning. And we are thankful to God for the presence of His Spirit. Thank God, because that Spirit has power. And with that power, we are able to make not only this day's journey, but we can run and see what the end's going to be. Because truly the Lord is good this morning. And He truly is worthy of all of our praises. If there ever was a time that we ought to be praising the Lord, it's right now. Because any time that God allows us to yet be still counted amongst the living, it ought to be a day of thanksgiving. And it should be a day of praise. We come to you this morning, we thanking God for this another opportunity to stand and declare what thus said the Lord our God. This morning our message to you is to let you know that only God knows what's on your mind. It is by God's grace and by His mercy that He's allowed us to be counted amongst the living on this, the last Sunday of Black History Month, a time when we have reflected back on things and people of the past, and the media has shared commercial spots and tidbits of recognition and tribute to many Black Americans that have contributed to make this world what it is today. We still have intelligent people that are making a difference in all walks of our society. This month may be coming to an end, but we got to understand we can't stop, or this shouldn't stop us from pressing forward and reaching and believing in greater things. We are going to walk by faith, then we have to break all the chains of doubt and uncertainty. We can't continue to walk with our eyes closed. We can't continue to walk based on what they say or what they think, but we got to have a mind of our own. Let us continue to remember that those that have made profound contributions to history, those that suffered, bled, and died, that we would have an opportunity to be in any household of faith that we'd like to be in. We got a lot to be thankful for. Those that stood on faith and trusted in the power of God, and no matter what they had to endure, they knew that God would be their strong tower. So let us find our purpose and be about our Father's business, to know that there is something to that we can contribute. We need to be proud men and women walking in integrity, but yet with humility, knowing that all we got to do is wholeheartedly love the Lord our God. If we love God, if we trust God, if we know that we are a people that are acquainted with struggle. And even in a time such as this, as far as we can remember, God has always done great things. And we come to a time and things in life that we got to understand that just because things are better, just because we can say that we've come a mighty long way, you got to understand that if you are black, then the struggle is not over. You may be in a better situation than you was yesterday, but there's still a struggle going on. And you can't expect those that have already died and gone on to glory to fight that battle for you. You got to make your voice be heard. You got to apply yourself. You got to take advantage of the opportunities that are out there for you, because in the times of old, there were a lot of opportunities that was not there. But that has changed. So we can't continue to hide behind what they won't allow you to do. You won't allow yourself to do, because you got to get up off the pew of do nothing. You got to believe in yourself. You got to believe that there is a God. You got to know that even if you don't have the resources, God got everything that you need. And how many times do we always say the Lord will make a way somehow? So if you want to do something, you got to trust the power of God and know him to be your way maker. Now, your neighbor may not know God like you know God, but that shouldn't hinder you from serving the God that you serve. Your neighbor may not have ever been down on the bed of affliction and know what it is to be touched by the power and the doctor, Dr. Jesus. But if you know that God is a healer, if you know that God is a keeper, then you ought to show some sign. Does not the Bible declare, let the redeemed of the Lord do what? So every now and again, you ought to be a witness to what God has done in your life. Look where God has brought us from. We ought to be thankful and joyful in praises to God for all the things that the Lord God has done. I'm so grateful. I thank God that we got young folk that can get up like Brother Jordan there and read so well and carry himself in a manner that lets us know that that's going to be a good young man. That's going to be a young man that's going somewhere, because he got somebody to love him and embrace him and encourage him. Even though he may not do everything just right, he is a child of God growing up to be a great man of God. And all we got to do is just give him a push. See, he may not be yours, but you can still push him. Too many times we are so concerned about me, mine, and that's all. But we got to understand that we are in this thing together. Last week we talked concerning what does love has to do with it. And we found that the answer was everything. So I hope that we all told others throughout the week that we love somebody. Anybody tell anybody that you love them last week? Remember that love is God, and God's love is so great that he gave his only son as a ransom for our sins. His love is everlasting. He commanded us, as I repeat, a new commandment that I give unto you, that ye love one another as I have loved you. So we are to love one another. If you look in the Gospel of Luke 10, the chapter, you'll find an incident where a lawyer questions Jesus. And his concern is, what would he have to do to inherit eternal life? The Bible said that he said, Master, what shall I do to inherit eternal life? Jesus said, what is written in the law? How readest thou? And he answered and said, thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all of thy heart and with all of thy soul and with all of thy strength and with all thy mind and thy neighbor as thyself. All of us should be trying to get into glory. If we are to get into glory, then that means that we are expecting to inherit or receive eternal life. So the condition for eternal life is not being a church member. It's not paying your tithes and your offerings. It's not what you lead or what ministry that you're on. It's not what you represent out in our society. But if you want to know the conditions in order to have eternal life, the Bible said, Jesus said himself, first of all, love me with all of your heart and with all of your soul and with everything that you got, every little bit of strength that you can muster up, love me with it. And then love me with your mind. Don't allow the devil or the enemy to rob your mind. And then after you get through loving me and then loving me with everything you got, love your neighbor. And just don't love him with a short spoon handle, but love him with everything that you got. Love him just like you love yourself. Love him just like you love me. A new commandment I give unto you, that you love one another as what as I have loved you. Just that plain and simple. So we are looking for eternal life. In order for us to get that eternal life, all of us at some times have to release the shackles. We got to remove all the guards and let all of our walls down and just let it go. Every now and again, a praise, a cry, or something just to feel the deliverance and the peace of mind. I believe that one of the worst places to be in is to not have peace of mind. There are times when our minds are so crowded that things seem to be running into one another. You wonder why you can't remember some things. You got too much going on in your mind. Every now and again, you got to be still and let God be God. And you got to have a little mind rest time. Anybody ever realize that your mind gets so crowded sometimes that it'll make you nervous? Your mind gets so crowded sometimes that you feel like I'm stressed out and I'm having an anxiety attack. I just don't know what to do. But a lot of times it's just in your mind. You see somebody laughing and having a good time, and in your mind they're talking about you. There are those of us that have jumped and run and cried and hollered, and in somebody's mind they say it don't take all that. But in my mind, in your mind, you ought to know what God wants you to do. And don't worry about your neighbor. The Bible says that it is better to obey God rather than man. So that neighbor sitting beside you don't have a heaven or hell to carry you to. Only God knows what's in your mind. Mind. Get weary sometimes. But I assure you that because you are here this morning, because you are hearing the words that are coming out of my mouth right now, you are not going to explode. See, somebody is almost at their wit's end. Their mind is so crowded that they are so frustrated with thinking about it and wondering what I'm going to do, that they're almost ready to throw their hands up in despair. There are those that want to give up. There are those that want to sit down somewhere. There are those that cry out that I need a little bit of help and I need the Lord to bless me. And don't you know you already blessed? We got to learn not only to rest the body, but somebody needs some mind rest. We got to know, as we think of our theme this morning, dealing with the mind. It's been said that the mind is a terrible thing to waste. We testify about having a sound mind. In other words, I got my bearings together. All my screws not loose. I got some things that are connected on the inside. Anybody with me? Anybody know any folk that seem like their minds all messed up? Seem like sometimes they got a screw loose. Sometimes we say that the elevator don't go all the way up. Sometimes they say they're 2 cans short of a 6-pack. You ever heard any of that talking about folk and their mind? Meaning that there's something missing somewhere. And wherever there's something missing, that there's somebody called the enemy, the destroyer, that will come in and feed or fill in that void space. So you got to be very careful not to have an idle mind, because if you got an idle mind, then the devil going to get busy. Anybody know what I'm talking about? See, if you don't have your mind on something, then your mind might be on the wrong thing. I want to know what your mind on right now. You hear me talking, but do you have your mind on what I'm saying? Don't worry about the dinner later on. Don't worry about going to Salisbury. We might not make it to Salisbury, but I got to do what I got to do right now. It's all in what's going on in your mind. None of us have the ability to understand and to read what's going on in somebody's mind. And of all the gifts that we have, we cannot read minds. Regardless of what we put our mouth to or what we put our hands to, we cannot read anybody's mind. Only God knows what's going on in your mind. The mind, the center of consciousness that generates thoughts and feelings and ideas and perceptions. It stores knowledge and memories, and it has to deal with our reasoning. The mind is a desire, intention to act or behave in a particular way. The mind allows us sometimes to pay attention to those things that we are interested in, those things that are important to us. It would seem to crowd our mind. Anybody got anything on your mind this morning?
All right.
I wonder what's going on in it. You see, you can still hear and you can process what you hear, but your mind got to go to work. And unless it's somewhere else, you don't know what to work on. Remember, we come in here to worship him in spirit and in truth. And whatever it is that's on your mind, it might be important. But right now, let's shift it over to attention to the word of God. What is it that can bring us peace of mind? Now, a supporting text found in Isaiah said, "Thou would keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee." Why? Because he trusteth in thee. Then Isaiah said, "Trust ye in the Lord forever, for in the Lord Jehovah is everlasting strength." Don't you know when you're weak, God will make you strong? Don't you know that God can bring peace? When we trust and depend on the Lord, we can experience joy and peace. We know what it is to have a hallelujah anyhow praise, because sometimes you don't feel like it, but you got to praise him anyhow. Sometimes you're going through trials and tribulations that your neighbor might not know, and they don't need to know, because everything's not everybody's business. Don't you know you can't allow the enemy sometimes to know that you're going through? Sometimes when you're going through, you got to go through all by yourself. You got to steal away in your secret closet and talk to the Lord all about it. And God will do what needs to be done. Is there a witness in the house? They know all I got to do is trust the power of a mighty God. We got to know that he loves us. Loves us so much. And we are all a part of the body of Christ. As members of this great church, we got to bind our forces together and make preparations to move to another level. But in order for us to get to another level, we got to know that we got to work and we got to rejoice in the spirit of a mighty God. David said, "I will bless the Lord at all times, and his praise shall continually be in my mouth." I know the journey can weigh you down sometimes, but if Jesus promised that he would go with you all the way to the end of the world, then why do we sometimes say, "I'm getting tired"? Why do we say, "I just don't feel like doing the job anymore"? Don't you know if God took that part-time action with us? See, every now and again, you got to know if God said, "I'll go with you all the way," then ought not we ought to go with him? Do we not say, "Hold on to the master's unchanging hand"? So if we're going to hold on to God, we got to hold on to him through the good days and the bad days. Got to realize that there's no time to quit. Watch the enemy. Enemy will make you feel like that you've been working too long. Enemy will make you begin to think that all your work has been in vain. But you got to know that if you're going to do anything for the Lord, it's got to be done out of love. You got to do those things that only God knows how to do. And I want to let you know this morning that God is looking at us this morning. God want to let us know that it's not all about us, but it's about doing what the Lord God would have you to do. I wonder this morning, is there anybody in here that come to praise the power of a mighty God. I want to know this morning as I ask the question, what is going on in your mind? See, I realize that I can't look in your eyes and see what's going on in your mind. But I serve a God that has all power. I got a God, serve a God that has all knowledge. And I serve a God by the name of God Jehovah. God Jehovah is an everlasting king. He can do what nobody else can do. And the Lord God wants us to learn how to love one another. If we're going to have anything at all, we got to love ye one another. For the Bible said there ain't any consolation in Christ. If there ain't any comfort of love and fellowship. If you want to make God happy this morning, then you ought to treat one another right. If you want to make God happy this morning, let not your running be in vain. If you want to make God happy this morning, know that you got to give him all of your all. You got to give him all of your heart, all of your mind, all of your soul, all of your strength. You got to give him everything that you got. You got to know that God will fulfill your joy. You got to be like-minded, have the same love one for another. We got to learn how to get on one accord. We can't stand out there and say it's my way or no way. But we got to learn that every now and again, we got to pray ye one for another. We got to sit down and talk to one another. We got to sit down and reason one with another. We got to realize that we can't have vain glory. Every time and every now and again, we think that we're all of that. But I come to tell somebody, you know better than anybody else. You might be able to say that you're saved, but you're only saved by the grace of God. You might be able to say that the Lord done brought me a long way, but you ought to look around and see you're not the only one that God has brought a mighty long way. The Bible says, look to every man on his own things, but every man ought to look at the things of others. In other words, don't be all selfish. Don't be having a mind that it's all about you. You got to know if God bless you, he'll be able to bless somebody else. The Bible says, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. Anybody got the mind of Christ? Being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to become a servant of the Most High God. You see, Jesus Christ was Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost. But he allowed himself to come as a human being. He allowed himself to come down and be humble as a weary lamb. The Bible said where God had been exalted him and gave him a name that is mightier than any name that you ever know. For somebody said it at the name of Jesus, at the name of Jesus, every tongue shall confess, every knee shall bow. Everybody that know anything about God, anybody know the Lord this morning, that he'll make a way out of no way. I stopped by to tell somebody that God knows what's in your mind. If you got a mind to do the right thing, then God will help you do the right thing. God knows what's in your mind. If you're ready to give up in despair, God told me to tell you to hold on and hold out, because everything is going to be all right. Anybody trust the power of God? Let this mind be in you that was also in Christ Jesus, that'll love everybody, holding forth the word of God. Don't you know you ought not to have your running to be in vain? I don't want all of my preaching to be in vain. I don't want the choir singing to be in vain. But I want to let God know. I want to let the people of God know that God sits high and they look down low. And when God looks down at you, God not only looks at you, but he looks inside of you. He began to look in your mind. Anybody ever know him as a mind regulator? I'm thank God this morning that God knows what's going on in my mind. Every now and again, I have to have the hush mouth. I can't say what I think. I got to keep my mouth closed. But God knows what's going on in my mind. Anybody know what I'm talking about? Somebody said I would pray, but I don't know what to pray for. But the God that I serve, he knows all of my groans. He knows all of my moans. He knows when I cry. Sometimes I'm not sad. Sometimes I cry out of joy. Because the Lord has been so good to me that I can't tell it all. Has God been good to anybody? Has God made a way for anybody? Do you have your mind stayed on Jesus? The Bible says, keep your mind stayed on thee. if you keep your mind on the Lord, the devil won't be able to snatch you this way or to snatch you that way. Because you can have the Lord thy God that will hold you right there in your lane. And every time you begin to stray off to the right or stray off to the left, God will hold you in the palm of his hand and let you know everything is going to be all right. I got my mind made up. My heart is fixed. I got my mind on Jesus. And as long as I got my mind on it, everything is going to be all right. Only God knows what's on your mind. If you're a liar and you know how to sweeten it up, you can sweeten it all you want to. But the Lord knows what's on your mind. Anything can come out your lips, but God knows what's on your mind. Anybody know what I'm talking about? See, we have a tendency to think that we can get by. But the God I serve, let me know that there's no getting away. We got to trust the power of God. And I thank God. Hallelujah, Jesus. I thank God. I thank God for a sound mind. But as sound as I like to believe my mind is, if I be honest with myself and honest with you, there are times that some of the thoughts in my mind don't please my God. So I need God to wash me, be merciful unto me, and to forgive me. Is there anybody in here? I'm talking to the saved folk now. Any saved folk that know that sometimes that stuff going on in your mind, it don't line up with the word. So that's why God say men need to always pray. Don't never get so holy and so high in God that you get the mindset to look down on somebody. You see, when my brother is down, I ought to have a mind not to step over, not to walk around, but go to my brother and lend him a helping hand. If there's anything that I can do. You see, what we got to learn is that anything, it's not always money. If you know, if I'm laying there and I can't get up all by myself, just the extension of your hand to help me get back up on my feet. You see, there's somebody that said, if I can just get back on my feet, it's going to be all right. Because I'm going to trust the power of God. And the critic is going to say that you've been down too long and you're not going to make it. But they don't know what's in your mind. When you got in your mind that you're going to be all right. How many of you know you can be sick, physically sick, but yet still be well and healed? Because spiritually, God overrides that ailment of the body. And he blesses your very soul. And as long as my soul is all right, then I'm all right. Because the flesh, going back to the dust anyhow. But I want to keep my mind stayed on thee. Stop looking to others. When you look at what God has applied to my hands, I'm not able to hold all of you up. But if I keep my mind stayed on thee, he'll help me. That when my arms get tired and I feel like I can't bear the load anymore, he said, don't forget, you're not by yourself. Come here, Pip. Don't forget, I sent you some help. Come here, Richards. Hallelujah. And those help that I sent you, when that burden get so heavy. You got to be able to hold the arms of the man of God up. And know that I don't care. He's not in it all by himself. Because when he get weary, when he can't hold you all by himself, then I'm going to hold him. We're going to hold him. And when they get weak, look at all of the sheep that God said, help the brethren. Because we got to declare God to be God. It all depends on what's in your mind. Your mind is a terrible thing to waste. God knows what's going on in your mind. If you're troubled, if you're in despair, don't fret, because the God that you serve loves you so much, he understands exactly what you're going through, and he'll be there. For he promised to go with you all the way, even to the end of the world. He don't, and I don't know what's on your mind, but God does. He can see you without an MRI. And I guarantee you, there's not a vessel that he will not see. Nothing is hiding behind any organ that he cannot see. Love God in spirit and in truth.